Tatra
there.
Anu
then.
Deva,
Deva
Pravarao,
Pravarao,
two very beautiful demigods. Chatuhu
Bhujao,
with four arms.
Shamao,
blackish.
Kishaurao,
quite young. Aruna,
reddish.
Ambuja,
lotus flower.
Ikshanao, with eyes. Stitao,
situated.
Avashtabhya,
holding.
Gadam,
clubs.
Suvasaso,
with nice garments.
Kiritao,
helmets.
Hara,
necklaces.
Angada,
bracelets.
Charu,
beautiful.
Kundalao,
with earrings.
Dhruva Maharaj saw two very beautiful associates of Lord Vishnu in the plain. They had four hands and a blackish bodily luster. They were very youthful, and their eyes were just like reddish lotus flowers. They held clubs in their hands, and they were dressed in very attractive garments with helmets and were decorated with necklaces, bracelets, and earrings. Purport: the inhabitants of Vishnuloka are of the same bodily feature as Lord Vishnu, and they also hold club, conch shell, lotus flower, and disc. In this verse, it is distinctly stated that they had four hands and were nicely dressed. The description of their bodily decorations corresponds exactly to that of Vishnu. So the two uncommon personalities who descended from the airplane came directly from Vishnuloka, or the planet where Lord Vishnu lives. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Mano Vistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Shriam Rupa Kada Mahyam Tathati Shapadantikam Bandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalan Sri Gurun Vaishnavamascha Sri Rupam Shagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatan Vitam Stam Sadivam Sadvetam Savatutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Paran Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhan Vitamascha E Krishna Karuna Sindhau Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kamsana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Prashabhanu Sute Devi Paramami Hari Priye Vancha Kopatarupyascha Kripa Sindho Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Tatranu Deva Pravaro Chatur Bhujao Shamo Kishorav Arunam Bhujekshino Stita Bhavashtabhya Gadam Suvasaso Kirita Harangada Charu Kundalo. Tatra there means in that airplane descended from Vaikuntha Loka. Deva Pravaro, there were two beautiful demigods, Deva, Vishnu Bhakta Smita Deva, Asura Stad Viparyayo. The associates or servants of Lord Vishnu are called Devas. Deva Pravaro, best of the devas. Everything's dual number here, Pravaro, Shamo, Kishoro, because there were two such. Is that right? Yes, two. There were two. In any case, there were two. And their features are described blackish and Chaturbhuj, with four arms, and Kishore, just very youthful, and Aruna Ambuja, Ikshana. Ikshana means their eyes were like reddish like the lotus flower. Aruna means the specific reddish color that appears at dawn. Just when the sun is rising, there's a reddish color. Therefore, that song is called Arunodaya Kirtan, the rising of the red. When the reddish glow starts to appear in the sky, the sun is rising. Arunodaya. So, Arunambuja, reddish lotus flowers, Ikshana. Their eyes were like that, just tinged with red. And holding gloves, and Subhasiso, nicely dressed, kirita, hara, angara, bracelets, necklaces, helmets, kundala, earrings, all very beautiful. Now these are characteristics of the associates of Lord Vishnu. They have the same bodily features, same forearms, same youthful appearance, same complexion, and the same sort of ornaments also. Same dress, same ornaments. Only some very few features. Lord Vishnu has the Kaustubha gem and the mark called Srivats on his chest. By these marks he's distinguished from the other inhabitants of Vaikuntha. Otherwise they look the same. When Gop Kumar went to Vaikuntha, he mistakenly thought that the associates of Lord Vishnu were Vishnu himself. Some four-armed majestic person rode in on a swan, and Gop Kumar immediately began offering obeisances. Oh, Lord Vishnu, offering prayers. And the person said, whoa, hold on. I'm not Lord Vishnu. I'm just a servant here. Then Gop Kumar waited. Another such person came. Again, oh, this must be Lord Vishnu. Again, it's not Vishnu. It's a servant of Vishnu. So practically, Lord Vishnu and his associates are of the same, exactly the same feature. But they're always conscious of who is the Lord and who is the servant. Although they're practically on an equal level by appearance, by dress, by ornaments, they always know that we're just the servants and the Lord is the Lord. And in the material world, where everybody's grubby means kind of dirty and like that drunkard you met yesterday, that's grubby, kind of like a worm or an insect, mean and dirty and low. In the material world, where everybody looks pretty crummy, where their ornaments are usually plastic, where they're in so many ways, they only have two arms and not the most beautiful features, and complexion is white or brown or whatever. They're so different from the Lord, and yet they're thinking, we're God. Little punks. with hardly any capability, hardly any admirable characteristics, and they're thinking, we're non-different from God, we're equal to God. Or forget God, I'm God, you're God, everyone is God. So such 10th class self-made gods are stomping around the earth and other planets pretending to be something they're not, on the basis of false ego only. Ahankara vimutatma gartaham iti manate. Whereas in Vaikuntha, where the inhabitants really are so highly qualified, they all think that we're just servants of Lord Vishnu. That's the distinction. The Vishnu Bhakta Smrita Daiva Asurastad Vipariyu. The Vishnu Bhaktas, the Devas are all Vishnu Bhaktas, and Asuras, the demonic, are just the opposite. They refuse to serve God. They themselves want to be God. They themselves want to enjoy. They want to control. By scientific endeavors, by one way or another, they want to control and they want to enjoy. But they're not capable of enjoying, not capable of controlling. And falsely, they're trying and suffering. Rajasastu palam dukkha. The result of their endeavors in the mode of passion is simply that they have to suffer. That's their position. Any questions?
What does the asuras look like? There's also descriptions.
The asuras?
Yeah.
That may differ. Some of them are very ghastly and horrible looking, but sometimes the asuras may be very handsome, good looking. It's the mentality. In some descriptions there, the asuras may be very good looking also sometimes.
Yeah, also noted like there's planets from asuras. But they're very high advanced, but it's also very very enjoyable. Yeah.
There's what's called Bilvasvarg, the subterranean heavenly planets. They're beneath the earth, and there they have enjoyment. The description makes it sound like suburbia. They all have nice homes, families. They have good facilities, but there's no light there. Everything is dark.
Mm-hmm.
Only there are some nagas, some serpents who are the rulers there, and they have jeweled crowns, and some light is somehow reflected from those jewels. That's the only light there is. So they're, because it's beneath the earth, so they're all in darkness. Asurya namate loka andhina tamasakata. They have no consciousness of death. They never think that we're going to die until death comes. The Sudarshan comes. Till the time of death, they're not worried about it. And that's their illusion. They're happily enjoying illusion in darkness. Misfortune. It's described in the fifth canto.
But yes, there are planets which are, there are like the sun and it's very, very sun and everything's beautiful looking, but they're still asuras.
Sunny Asuric planets. That I can't say. generally Asuryanamate Loka Antina Tamasavrita. In the Asura Loka, they're in darkness. Now, whether that means literal darkness or just figurative darkness, but they're in darkness. Sometimes the Asuras take over the heavenly planets also, just like Bali Maharaj. He belongs to the Asuras, but he took over the heavenly planets. Anything else? Okay, we can stop here. Hare Krishna. Today I have a phone call at 9, conference call, BBG, 9 to 10.
Why is the scheduling so late?
Huh?
Why is it so late scheduled? Because
people all over the world on their call. It's not late, 9 in the morning.
You have not at 9 in the morning?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
For some people it's late because it'll be 7 or 8 hours later, but 9 in the morning.
Did I take for breakfast before or something before? It's really possible. Should I just bring it up? Should I bring it up to breakfast or eat afterwards?
I don't know. Maybe take something 20 minutes before or something like that. It's not a big deal. We don't have to have breakfast. Will be quick today because it's just breakfast.
Okay, I have to see because of the offering. I don't know when the offering will be.
Oh, okay. Otherwise, later. Whichever. Arjuna.